So I just wanted to summarize what we had up until this point, and then we'll move forward. So last time we just started with the discussion of perhaps there is a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rega B'Zman Hazeh. And we said that historically the Ran points out that even after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it was still very common for people to come from the neighboring lands and go to Yerushalayim and to visit. And that for that reason, it actually affects the halacha of when we start davening for rain. That normally we would start davening for rain much earlier, but because of the Ole Regel, we didn't want to daven that they should get rained on their way. So in Chutz La'aretz, we wait until 60 days after the Tkufas Tishrei. And thus, so you see that there is a nafkamina that comes from the fact that people were still being Ole Regel even after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. So we said, why would people be Ole Regel after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash? So some suggested because it was Zecher to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rega. We wanted to go, and you know that certainly could be the case. But also it's possible that there, even though obviously there's no chiyuv to the Ola L'Regel Bizman Hazeh, but there may be a chiyuv. There may be some sort of a fulfillment of a mitzvah to the Ola L'Regel, the same way there was a fulfillment of the mitzvah to the Ola L'Regel in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So in order to suggest that there is actually a kiyum mitzvah, so number one, you have to know, is there kiddusha in the makam of the mikdash bizman hazeh? So that we said was a machlokes between, among many, but it's known as a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Right? So the Rambam and the Ravid have a discussion about the general kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael, and they have a more specific discussion about the kiddusha of the Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam actually links, in the Pirush HaMishnah, he links the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash as being one and the same. And he says the Kedusha of Mikdash, of being Lefnei Hashem, is actually spreads throughout the original old city of Yerushalayim. So that has some nafkaminas. You guys know the, you know what I'm talking about, the people who shake a lulav in Yerushalayim on Sukkot all 7 days, even if they were Yotzi the mitzvah of lulav before, and let's say they davened in Mei Sharim on Chol HaMoed morning, if they go to the Kotel, they'll also try to be Makayim the mitzvah of Dalad Minim a second time, because perhaps if you put those two comments of the Rambam together, you get a Chiyav Doraisa to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Dalad Minim, Abu Smachtem Lefnei Hashem Lokechem Shivas Yamim, where the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash was all 7 days. So the Rambam holds, this is the Chiddush of the Bikurei Yaakov. Bikurei Yaakov is Rabbi Yaakov Ecklinger. So the first sefer he ever wrote was a commentary on Shulchan Aruch on the Halachos of Sukkah and Dalad Minim. So he called it Bikurei Yaakov, right? He wrote the Aruch Laner and the Binyan Sion. And many other important svarim, and not many others, but those are important svarim. So he has in the Bikurei Yaakov that if you go to the Har HaBayis Bizman Hazeh, you go to the Kotel Bizman Hazeh, you can be Mekayim the mitzvah min haTorah according to these, if you put together those two Rambams. So that's all if there is Kiddush on the Makam HaMikdash. And obviously the number one nafkamina is if you go up to the Makam HaMikdash, Yichayv Karis, because you don't have the ashes of the Parah Aduma, you don't have the Meichatas to be Matar ourselves Bizman Hazeh. So that's the biggest nafkamina. The Ravid seems to say there's no. It seems, at least from the simple reading of the Ravid, that there is no isser whatsoever to avoid going up to the makam of the mikdash bizman hazeh. And the Rambam clearly would say that a person who goes up to the makam of the mikdash bizman hazeh, he's tamei as chayav karis. So that is the easiest way. So if you hold it there, like the Rambam, there is kedusha there bizman hazeh. So then you would have to avoid going up to the mikdash. But you might also want to be ola regel to see you come to be in the presence of the kedusha during the shalosh regel. And the last point we said was in terms of the Tashbetz. So the Tashbetz says that, number one, there were still a lot of people going up to the Ola Regel in his time as well. And number two, he said, tried to say, I think it's Derech Melitza, but I don't think he meant it like as a serious halachic argument. But he said that the raya that there is still kedusha in the Makam HaMikdash is that people are coming. The Jews are attracted to kedusha. Obviously, the fact that they're still coming to the Ola Regel is the ultimate raya that there's still something there. There was nothing there. Why would anybody have such a mishigas in his head to come? So, So, and he says that even they suggest in the Beis HaKnesses that existed in the old city at the time, they were able to fit over 300 people in the Beis HaKnesses there, which is a kiyum of Omdim Tzvufim U'Mishtachavim U'Ruvachim, or a kiyum in Lo'amar Tzarli Amakam Yerushalayim. Right, so either way, this still, he says, this is a little bit of a remainder of the Nisim that existed in Yerushalayim that's mentioned in the Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos. Okay, all that being said, that's where we hold right now. So in terms of our Gemara, how would we formulate whether or not there is a possibility that there's a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel B'Zman Hazeh? So where would we start, guys? If we're trying to figure out, based on what we learned in our Gemara, if there's a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel B'Zman Hazeh, where would we start from? Yeah. Yeah, meaning what is the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? What is the chiyuv? Right, if the chiyuv is dafka to bring the korban, so okay, if you're not going to bring the korban, what are you doing? So if you're not going to show up with your korban olah, so then why are you going to the Beis HaMikdash in the first place? There's no chiyuv in anything. If you say that it's possible to split the chiyuv and to say there are two aspects, or maybe even two different mitzvos, right? So if you say it's two mitzvos, or even two aspects of one mitzvah, so at the very least, you could have a partial kiyum of, you should have a partial kiyum of the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel B'Zman Hazeh, as opposed to, there's a whole discussion, is there a din of Chatzi Shir? You guys ever learned the sugi of Chatzi Shir? So that's the Daf Yomi now is doing the last parak of Maseches Yuma. That's the most prominent place where the sugi of Chatzi Shir appears. So Chatzi Shir is usually dealt with when it comes to losases. Then there's a question. So in other words, if I'm not allowed to eat a nevela, I'm not allowed to eat a cheeseburger, let's say. So let's say I eat not a full kezias of a cheeseburger. I eat a little crumb. I eat a tiny little bite of a cheeseburger. So I don't get malchus for sure. But did I violate an issur d'oraisa or not? So this is machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. We paskin chatzi shir asur men haTorah. That there's still an issur d'oraisa to violate a chatzi shir. It's just a question of whether or not you get malchus. But by mitzvos aseh, let's say for example I have I'm in a situation where we don't have a lot of matzah on the Seder night, so everybody could eat one little piece of matzah, but it's not going to be a kezias. Not forget about it. It's not going to be a machmir kezias. It's not even going to be the most lenient kezias according to anybody. So is it worth it? Am I doing anything to eat matzah less than a shir on the Seder night or not? So this is a big discussion in Nachronim. Comes up, and it comes up in other places too. So you could say if the mitzvah is twofold, number one, to go to the Azara, and number two, to bring a korban, so is that like a kiyum of a chatzi shir of the mitzvah? Pashtus is not. That's not what we're talking about, chatzi shir. It's not that you could, in other words, if the mitzvah has two aspects to it, you could probably split the mitzvah, even if you hold that there is no chatzi shir by mitzvah saseh, probably you could still see the aspect of splitting the mitzvah and saying that yes, I'm not going to bring the korban, but I'm still going to be mekayim the chelik of the mitzvah that is about represented by going up to the and showing my face in the makam of the mikdash. So I don't think that's necessary, but certainly if you say it's two separate mitzvos, so then for sure you would want to be mekayim. Yeah.
Three different mitzvahs.
What are the three? Oh, so no. There are definitely three mitzvahs. There are definitely three separate mitzvahs. Each one involves its own korban. Each one of the mitzvahs involves its own korban. Re'iyah, we're only focusing on mitzvah number one. We're only focusing on re'iyah. Right? So re'iyah could mean bringing a korban. Or re'iyah could mean showing your face at the makom, right? So simcha. So if you take a look again in the Rambam, he's a little more explicit, but he says that in addition to the korban chagiga, you also bring other korbanos, other korbanos shlamim. Whenever you want to eat a korban, you want to bring a shlam, because that's the korban that the bialim also get to eat. So, and you get to eat the vast majority of it. So it's so you bring additional korbanos shlamim, on top of the korban chagiga. Why? Do you need to bring up? By the way, do you need to bring other korbanos shlamim in order? So you will see in the Gemara that no, you technically don't have to bring any additional korbanos if, in some way, you would have enough kudshim meat to eat over the course of the entire yuntim. So, because we paskin, it's a mishnah in Meseches Sukkah, asimcha, right? They talk about halav asimcha shmon. Right, so you mekayim the mitzvah of Halil and the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif all 8 days of Sukkot. Right, Sukkot has seven, and Shmini Atzeres. Right, so and then so too the other Yomim Tovim as well. You mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif every single day of Yontif, which means that for the first day of Yontif, assuming it's not a Shabbos, you're going to be able to eat from the Korban Chagiga. Right, but on the second and the second day, you could also eat from the Korban Chagiga. But shlamims, generally speaking, are kosher for 2 days and the night in between. So once that third day comes along, you're going to have other meat that you can consume from kachim, and therefore you're going to have to bring other korbanos shlamim in order to have enough to eat. So that's where the idea of bringing extra korbanos for the mitzvah shlamim. But let's say you're a kohen, and a lot of people are bringing. A lot of people are bringing korbanos chatos. They're bringing chatos, right? So a kohen is allowed to eat a chatos. So you've got enough chatos going on throughout the entirety of Chol HaMoed and the last day Yontif. So you don't have to worry about bringing additional shalmei simcha. You're going to have plenty of kachim meat for yourself to eat without that. So it's not 100% necessary to bring the shalmei simcha. It's just practically speaking, that's the way it's going to work out. You with me on this? I know anytime you say, so one of the good things about learning Chagiga is it's one of those mesechtas where you can talk about Karbanos, but it's not the super technical version of Karbanos where it scares you away. So like if you're learning, you're like, I want to learn about Karbanos. So you start learning Zvachim right away, and it's just like 80 blot of piggle. So it gets to be a little much. So Chagiga, you can sort of ease your way into it, where you talk about it a little bit, but just from the periphery. Yeah. So again, as a non-Kohen, so I can't, because I don't get to eat from my Korban Chatas. But the Kohen who's bringing the Korban Chatas, if he has Chatas meat to eat on a given day, he has no reason to bring a Shalmei Simcha that day. Only someone who has access to additional kachim meat. In other words, like let's say I was saving up a carbon toda, and or let's say I want. Well, that might be a problem. Let's leave that example away. Yeah, don't bring the toda. So the let's say I had nedarim and nedavos that I wanted to bring. I had vowed to bring X amount of carbonos over the course of the year. So then I bring them on Chol HaMoed. It doesn't have to dafka be shalmei simcha. It could be for some other reason that I have anything that qualifies as carbon meat that I'm allowed to consume. I can be yotzei the mitzvah simcha. Okay, so basically we have perhaps a machlokas Rashi Tosfos whether we split the mitzvah. Definitely, according to the Yerushalmi, where we split the mitzvah, right? The Yerushalmi says, that at least the way Tosfos quotes it, right? So it says, he quotes, Amrinam Yerushalmi, Reish Mechilten, Bamedvar, Mamurim, Bereiyas Korban. This entire Mishnah is talking about one thing and one thing only. Do you have to bring the korban olas ri'ya? Avol b'ri'yas panim ba'azara hakol chayavin. But by showing your face in azara, for sure, everybody has to show his face in azara. And not just his face, her face, everybody. Right? Hakol chayavin. Kimo b'hakel ha'anoshim v'hanoshim v'ataf. Right? Men, women, and children have to show their faces in the makam of the mikdash. So that, assuming that... That quotation from the Yerushalmi is accurate. So then the Yerushalmi would definitely be splitting the mitzvah, and there is no doubt that bizman hazeh one could suggest that there is a mitzvah of going to the makam hamikdash, even when there's no beis hamikdash there and you can't bring any korbanos. Again, assuming for argument's sake that there still is some kedusha there and there's a reason to go. But that's within the Yerushalmi. However, Tosfos takes great pains to suggest that the Yerushalmi and the Bavli are arguing. He tries to bring, I think, three rayas that the Yerushalmi and the Bavli are arguing. In addition, there are at least two other rayas that the Turei Evan brings. The Turei Evan is an important sefer on the Sefes Hagiga. It's by the author of the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh wrote a number of svarim, the most famous one being the Shalos and Tshuvos Shagas Aryeh. It's not really a Shalos and Tshuvos sefer. It's really just lengthy halachic essays on Or HaChaim topics. And then on certain mesechtas that don't have as many as much written on them, he writes the Turei Evan, and he has another sefer on Shas called Guras Ari. So the Shagas Aryeh has in the Turei Evan, he's very verbose. He writes that he also doesn't have a style that we're used to. So even though it's very important sefer, it's not, his style is very into diukim and. I'll bring you a riot from the kasha that they didn't ask. In other words, it's not so popular bisman hazeh because you, for lack of a better way of saying it, you actually have to know stuff for it to make sense. In other words, it's like reading carefully and it's not just like, all right, now I know with this little maskana, now how do I lumdicize it, you know, and which anybody can do, whether they've ever opened a sefer or not. But so it's a little bit less exciting for me. I don't know, maybe other people find it more exciting, but nevertheless, it's an absolutely necessary sefer for these types of mesechtas. So in the Turei Evan, he says that, there's no way the Bavli agrees with the Yerushalmi, and he says that the Yerushalmi is clearly against the Rambam as well, because the Rambam, let's look at the Rambam inside in source number 4, going to the third line in the Rambam, Umisha Bala Azara Biyom HaRishon Biyom Rishon Velo Hevi Ola Lo Dayo Shalo Asa Mitzah Saseh Ela Over Al Lo Saseh. Not only did you not fulfill the assay, but you violated a los assay. So what do you see? That you didn't do anything if you go without a carbon. Shenemar lo yiru panai reikam. And he says it's a lav shein bo maisa, right? So you don't get malchus for it. Okay, so if you get a chance, so that's the real right. So that's the real kasha, is that the Rambam is making trouble for us by saying it's a lav shein bo maisa. It's clearly a maisa. Right, so this is an issue that needs to be dealt with. So if you want, I printed a few copies of the Grach Halashas for Chagiga Daf Vav Amid Beis. It's not something we'll have time to go through together. Maybe we'll do like bonus coverage, bonus footnote like that. They don't make DVDs anymore, do they? No. So it used to be that when you bought a DVD, there was the first one, and then the second one had all the things that, like, unless you're a really big fan, you don't care. So they have like the director's cut and the bonus footage and everything. So deleted scenes. So we'll do like a deleted scenes. Maybe I'll try to speak that out a little bit, and I'll send out a recording if anybody's interested. Okay. So the Rambam is saying you don't get malchus with lav shein bo maisa, but he's saying that if you don't bring the korban, for sure you didn't fulfill anything. So the Yerushalmi is definitely against the Rambam. Now it happens to be that the text of the Yerushalmi that we have may not be the only version of the Yerushalmi. Generally speaking, the Rambam was very aware of the Yerushalmi and often paskins in favor of the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. Others point out, so that I saw this for the first time in the Sefer Chazon Yechezkel, which is Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. He has a sefer on Tosefta, but it's really on everything. So he has a comment where he quotes the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, not the way we have it. And if you look in source number 6, we're not going to be able to deal with it right now, but if you get a chance to look in the Briska Rav, in his commentary on Maseches Erechin, he deals with the text of the Yerushalmi that we have, which is not against the Bavli either, which is just saying that all the Yerushalmi says is that there's a mitzvah to bring children, not that everyone is chayav. Meaning he says that, let me see if I can find it. Avol Yerushalmi Amri Aloi, see source number 6? Hada de Isa b'korban. That's referring to the korban. That's referring to who's putter from bringing the korban. Avol b'ri'as panim ba'azara. But when it comes to just showing up, afilu taf chayavin, dichsiv hakel hanashim v'ataf. So he doesn't say hakol chayavin, he says afilu taf chayavin. And I think if you look in the standard editions of the Yerushalmis that we use, that this is the text that people have. So it doesn't make it more correct. It just means that's what he was working with. It could be that the Rambam was working with that particular text of the Yerushalmi. So there is no machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, except our children chayiv in being brought on Aliyah L'Regel, similar to children being chayiv and being brought to Hakel. That's the question. He doesn't say women here. He says afilu taf, and then he says, as it says, hakel. Could be it means women as well. Could be, but it doesn't say. Yeah.
The
source of hakel would seem to include women, perhaps. Yeah. Again, I'm just saying, if you just read the words of Yerushalmi, it just says that even children are chayav. So it's an unreyes pun. Could be women are also chayav. I'm not sure. But in that case, then the Yerushalmi is saying the exact same thing, because it's the same thing. But it's possible that not. We'll have to work on it a little later, a different time. But in terms of how it comes out, so there's a comment. If you get a chance to read it, take a look in the Sfas Emes here. The Sfas Emes explains that how could it be that the Rambam says you're not yotzei anything if you go up there? He says that. It's impossible to say that the Rambam holds you're not yotze anything, because the Yerushalmi, going back to Tosfos' version of the Yerushalmi, which is what the Turi Evan is working with, says the Yerushalmi holds that if you can even split the mitzvah in half, so everyone is chayef to go up, and they're not bringing the korban because the Mishnah is patering them for bringing the korban. And here along comes the Rambam, and he's saying that if you don't bring the korban, you're not even yotze going. How can that be? You understand? So the simple answer could be that, like, the Rambam likes Tosfos, and Tosfos holds that the Bavli and Yerushalmi are arguing, and that's the end of it. But the Turi Evan is not so convinced that the Rambam is going to be ignoring the Yerushalmi in favor of the Bavli, because the Rambam often does go with the Yerushalmi. So he leaves it as a Tzarachian on the Rambam, and the Svas Emes, and in that Kedushi Agrach, he has something very similar. So I'm reading from the third line now. Avalididi lav dochaki. This is not a difficulty. Dare tam Rambam I delo motzinu mitzvah sheyia aveiru. We do not find that a mitzvah can be an aveiru. The kevan dar Torah amra lo yirapone reikom im kein kishenira reikom. Lo kiyem bazeh mitzvas re'iyo v'asa avera v'avera yevshe b'shem panim lios mitzvah. So he's saying that if you're chayev, and I'm going to cut it short there, but if you're chayev to bring the korban and you don't, your showing up is an avera. It's also a mitzvah. No, it isn't. There's no such thing as doing a mitzvah that is hagufa an avera. Not mitzvah above avir. It's not the same thing. Good. Right. So this. Just let me just clarify. Sfas Emes is saying the reason the Rambam holds you're not mekayim the mitzvah is that you're doing an avira by doing the mitzvah. It's the same. It's one and the same. And then he says, but if you'd be putter in Yerushalmi, where we're saying that all these people are putter from the Olas Riyah, of course it's not an avira for them to go up. So let's assume, for argument's sake, Bizman Azeh, you could suggest that there's still a chiyuv in the ether. There's still a chiyuv to bring the korban olas re'iyah. But we're certainly beged their onus rachmana patre. I don't think anybody would say, if you go to the kotel, all the people who come to the kotel in Chol Hamoed are violating an avera of lo yirapon ha'reikon, right? So if that's the case, then perhaps you could argue that the whole reason the Rambam says you're not mekayim the mitzvah bizman hazeh is that you're doing an aveira. Nobody's doing an aveira bizman hazeh. They're at least on the Srachman Apatri. So perhaps, according to the Rambam, one could suggest there is a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel bizman hazeh as well. Okay, There's much more to say on this. We really do have to go, but I'll just give you at the end over here, if you want to take a look, a couple of highlights from 10 through 13. Rav Moshe, he doesn't explain himself. He just says that everything we just said is not true. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says there's no mitzvah b'zman hazeh to be ol regel. People do it. They go to Yerushalayim. And even during the Zman HaGaonim, that's just a Zecher Ba'alma. So according to that, you could argue, even if you held like the Ravid, that there's no Kedusha, you would still go. Right? But he specifically says, Af im neima shariyas panami mitzvah miyuchedah shalotali b'karban riyah. He says, the chiluk that we drew is an artificial chiluk, and it's not going to determine whether you're chayev to go b'zman hazeh. Even if you hold it's two separate mitzvahs that are not intertwined, there's no mitzvah to be old regal. I wish he would explain why that is. What? No. He leaves it as a tzarech. He says that even if you split the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to be regal b'zman hazeh. I don't know. He didn't say. Right, but I don't know where that comes from. I don't know where that comes from per se. He doesn't explain the source. Okay, Rav Ovadia, in this tshuva, most of the tshuva is about not going up on the Har HaBayis. Rav Ovadia, very anti going up on the Har HaBayis. He says you're not even allowed to fly a helicopter above the Har HaBayis because the Kedusha is Olad L'Rakia. But he does encourage people to go to Yerushalayim and be Mekayim this Zecher Aliyah L'Regel. Again, he doesn't give you the Lumdus over there as well. The Yehuda also says there's no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel Zman Hazeh. Maritz Chayes, just to end off with this, the Maritz Chayes in his commentary on Maseches Gittin does point out that there was an additional aspect of the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, which was that you would go to visit the Sanhedrin. People would save up all their shilas. Remember, the Sanhedrin sat in the Lishkas Agazis in the Beis HaMikdash area, or in the courtyard right outside the area of the Makam HaMikdash, or the Azara. The people would go, and they would go. It was not just a Kedusha and a Karban pilgrimage, it was a Torah pilgrimage. You would go to see the Gedolei Ador in the Sanhedrin, and you could ask them all your shilas. And that would be an important thing. And he says that he quotes from the Gemara that even when they were in Yavneh, when the Sanhedrin was in Yavneh, people would be quote unquote ola regel to Yavneh during the Shalosh Regalim to go ask all of their shayla. All right, so have a great day, guys, and I'll see you soon.